Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of I Need Wine. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Jessica. And I'm in Austin right now.
How is it?
It's honestly, I love it here. Like, I feel
your nails are cute.
I feel like Austin is like super, super, super laid back.
Yeah.
You know how, remember, like you had said it like in the beginning of our podcast. I remember us talking about it and you were saying like that you like how you want to dress is almost like hippie-ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's literally like, that would be perfect here.
It's the vibe.
Like I literally felt like I was always, cause we went out to like brunch and we went to like a few places, sushi. And I had brought these like wedges to wear to brunch because I thought it would be like a cute little vibe. And then like after being around here, I realized that like it's like literally like you don't have to, like it's so like I've always felt like overdressed. Like everybody here is in Vans or like Crocs or like Birkenstocks, jeans, jean shorts, graphic tees, tank tops.
What's the weather?
It's been really warm. Okay. It's kind of been like a little overcast, but it's warm and
still warm.
Yeah, no, definitely warm. We went to the water yesterday and it was
great.
Yeah, it was nice. It was actually sunny yesterday, so we got to like tan and stuff, but it feels weird. Like this is my first time. I didn't even realize it when I like booked it and came out here, but it's like the first time, it's the longest I've ever been away from the kids and like Nick at the same time.
Yeah.
Actually, probably the longest I've been away from the kids regardless, because usually me and Nick only go for like 2 or 3 days instead of 4 days.
Yeah.
So it's like, I didn't know like I was going to feel like this bad or like this, you know, like miss them this much.
It's hard. I think like you want a vacation, you're like, I can't fucking wait to get away. I'm going to live my best life. Then you get away and you're like, they haven't called me. What's going on? Like, are they alive? Like, what? I need to know. And then I start overly texting and calling.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, and then you get back and they're like, you were gone, Mom?
Yeah, no big deal. Nick was like, you're driving me crazy. Quit asking me how they're doing. I'm trying to fucking make dinner and like do this and do that. Like, leave us alone.
You're getting on his nerves.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I did not know like I was even gonna
miss them so much. Care. How long have you been in Texas?
Just for a while. Saturday, so like 4 days or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
wait, did Ebony go with you?
No.
Oh, I thought she did.
So it's also been like, no, she couldn't find a sitter, but it's also been like obviously I fucking love being here. Like I miss my friend, but she's also moving back, so that's nice. Yeah. But so it doesn't feel as bad like me leaving her, because I'm like, yeah. Oh, I want to see you in a few months, like you're gonna be home. Yeah. But like Ebony and Nick and the kids are so much a part of my everyday that like being away from all of them, I'm like,
it's hard.
It's so hard. I'm like, they're too big of like a piece of my heart. Like everybody's gone and I feel like I'm, you know, because they're still doing their regular shit, you know, and like, yeah, I'm having fun. Right. Like it's hella cool being out here, but it's weird.
You don't know what to do with so much off time. Like if it was one night, you'd be like, yeah. Oh, yeah, cool, one night. Or if it was like you were going for Friday, Saturday, coming back Sunday or whatever.
Yeah.
But I do feel like because when I was at TMFR, those 2 weeks, like the first couple of days was fine. And then like towards the end, I was like about to be sick.
Yep. I think, if I had Nick with me, I think it would make it easier. But even when I go with Nick, which is like, we usually go for like 2 night stops anywhere. I already like on the last day, I'm like, I just want to get home. I miss the kids.
Yeah.
So it might have like prolonged this feeling a little bit, but still like once you're a mom, like all you want is a break from them. And then when you get the break from them, it's like,
you don't know what to do
with it. I don't want it anymore. It's not even fun.
That's true. I just got back. Okay. Let me tell you what happened.
Yes. You were in LA.
I was in LA. Yes. It is. Fast forward. So I flew to LA. And I had a flight back. Girl, my anxiety got so bad on the way to the airport for the flight back. We rented a car and Bar drove us home.
Oh my God. You know what's crazy is I was slightly concerned about you because you had told me you were going to fly out at a certain time. And then I saw on Bar Stories, which was past that time, that you were still in LA. And I was like, she told me she was okay. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, obviously I'm like,
I told you I was flying at 5. You were like, we're leaving.
And it was like 6 something. And I saw him post something like about food or something in LA. And I was just like, what the fuck? Oh, maybe they missed their flight. Like those fucking dumbasses. They're going to go later.
I had really bad anxiety. And then, so my mom flew without us because she was on the same plane.
Oh, uh-huh.
She's like, fuck you guys. Did you take Holly? No. Cause we did like a little road trip. We got some good food. Like, you know, made it like a fun thing, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I told Bo, I was like, we can do it. It's only an hour. Like, I'll sit through it. I'll be fine. And he was like, I don't want your anxiety to be bad. So, girl, we just drove.
I mean, I don't mind driving from LA to home. You know, like, it's not that bad.
No, but when my mom calls me 1 hour into our drive, like, I'm home. How are y'all? And I'm
You're like,
we're good. Just a few hours more on the road.
Just 4 hours left.
But yeah, I was good. So we did the reunion.
Yeah.
It was a much more smooth reunion than I've ever, like, it was the best reunion I've ever been to. And I think number one, we usually have the reunions in New York and it's just a lot more chaotic in New York.
Mm-hmm.
This year it was in LA, and number one, that makes the travel easier for me because I'm closer to LA, even though I chickened out on the flight. Mm-hmm. But still, if it was New York, I would have had to fly.
You would have really had to.
I would have had to. And so, yeah, it was just like an easier vibe. And I think that everyone's LA vibe is more calm. It's not this, it wasn't the same vibe as in New York. Because usually in New York, the reunions are a hassle to
They're more like just like business in New York.
Yeah, I think it, we just, because everything is just takes so long to get to and everything is just so, I don't know. But yeah, it's just a lot harder in New York. It's just a lot more chaotic. And I think a lot of the reasons why is because the building that we do it in, it's not made for what we're filming. You know, like it's like a mixture. Yeah. So like in LA, you know, we were at a whole a spot, you know, where it's made for that, and they've got trailers and this and that, and every room has this and that, and so I think the accommodations were better for us, and I think that made it better for the people who are working mm-hmm. on the backside, because you know everyone was right there, everyone had what they needed. It was better. And I took Holly.
Yeah, I saw. She's so cute.
She had a good time. Holly is a traveler.
Yeah. She's so easy though. Like she's just an easygoing kid.
She's like not a complainer. Like she's like mm-hmm. a flight, bam, a train, bam, a bus. Yeah, mom. Like let's explore. She's ready for it. So mm-hmm. she's the best to travel with. My mom went, Bar's mom went, Bar went. So yeah, the whole
Is that normal? That's not normal, right?
It's not normal.
That's like a lot for you guys. Like for you to go, like it's usually just you and Bar.
Me and Bar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's like a lot.
Usually my mom joins in via like Skype or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, we all flew. We were all physically there, which is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the game. It was a lot.
How did it go?
It was good. I was concerned. But it went well. I think that I just feel like it's been so long. You know how our families just have like not been cool for so long.
Right.
And my mom has like never seen Bar's mom in person. Ever. Yeah. I think people thought that she hasn't, like my mom has never seen her in person. Well, they've never seen each other. So mm-hmm. It was weird walking into it, but they hit it off. I was pleasantly surprised. I was pleased. yeah. So on top of that going well, and then the filming going well.
Because you're used to reunion drama, right?
Yes, and there was none, at least with me. And I'm like, yes, I'm in the clear, I'm in the safe, praise the Lord above.
Right.
But you know what, I think TMFR, like everyone kind of like, well, I must be for myself, I resolved my issues with everybody at TMFR. So if I would have walked into something other than like, I mean, obviously I'm not besties with anybody, but right. I'm just saying like I resolved my issue. So if I would have walked into an issue, I would have been really surprised because I haven't like got into with anybody or said anything about anybody since TMFR.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have been surprised. But yeah, it was as good as it could have went. And I think the biggest thing for me is obviously the production side of it, because this shit takes all fucking day and night to do. Right. So just the fact that that was more efficient made the whole thing. But me and Bar went to the Bridgerton ball.
I know, you guys look so cute. That looked like so much fun.
It was the time of my life. I was surprised that everybody was dressed up. Everybody came like dressed to impress. Mm-hmm. And it was in like a hotel that was like, it had that old feel, ballroom feel. It was just really, it was put together really, really well.
How many people were there?
It was people. Yeah. It was easily 100.
Yeah.
Easily 100.
You guys were like all like dancing together, like with everybody. Yeah. It was like a little prom.
Yeah. It was great.
That's so cute.
It was very, it was what they said. It was an immersive experience because like the queen was there and she did her whole queen thing and everybody was made to bow. Like you really felt like you were in a queen's ball for that one night. And I feel like sometimes you go to these experiences and they're fucking cheesy as fuck.
Right.
Like, okay, I shouldn't have paid for this, but I would have paid for the most expensive package had I known they were going to go all out like that. but there's a Great Gatsby one coming that we should go to.
In the same place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm hella down. That looks like so much fun. You know how like we've talked about it before, but like where you get to a place and you're like, I don't want to go like out to the club. Like I want to have experiences like that.
Yeah. Like, oh, I got a tattoo.
Oh yes, Hollywood Boulevard. I saw it in your story. Let me see.
You just fucking reminded me when you said I want to get into stuff. Like, that's what we did. So like we were like, should we go out? Should we like go out? And I was like, no, let's do shit. So we went to the Bridgerton Ball, and then we went to like this place called like the Horror Hotel, where it's like a whole hotel, but like each room was like an escape room.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, when I tell you that like something about I love about LA is they really go all out on their stuff.
Right.
Like it was some shit, and I wish I could show you, but they didn't allow phones. But like I was shook. I was like, hold on.
Did you have to do like an escape room situation each time? Like you went into a room?
Yeah.
Okay.
And each room had like three different rooms. We went into one room. It was like saw. There was like pipes and chains.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
And then what makes it worse is that there's like whatever room you're in, there's like sounds to it. So like, you know how here you go to escape room and it's like silent and you and your friends are just like the loudest thing in there talking? No, there was like sirens blaring and lights flashing and alarms going off, and girl, I was thinking, okay, if the world ends, bitch, you don't need a Xanax because your nerves,
yo, this is shot. My shit is shot.
My nerves were in there, like the sirens and the lights and the puzzles and the codes, and I was going nuts. There was a full size zombie thing floating in water. It was crazy.
What is it called? Horror Hotel.
I'll have to send you the information.
Bitch, I want to go. Okay, so let me, now that you bring that up, last week was, we went and did an escape room in San Mateo.
Yeah.
And it was my first, I've never done an escape room.
Oh, they're great.
And that was so much fun. Like, and we did like the hardest level one and none of us, I think only one person had gone one time.
Yeah.
And we didn't get out. We were on the last step, but I was like, my ego is like, you know, now I need to go and like go do another one and get out. And like, now I'm all obsessed. So I hella want to go to whatever.
You're great. Me and Bar, there's like one in Frisco and it's a chain, but the one that we go to is in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And, they had like themed rooms. Like they had like a, what's that one movie where like Indiana Jones or like an Indiana Jones room. They had like they have theme. We've done all of them. They're so fun and they're so thought provoking. But the one in LA is I've never been to an escape room like that.
Do you know what the one is called in San Francisco?
Hold on. No, but I have a little card.
I want to go do one. We need to go do one. It was so much more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. And they're fun. And they're fun with big groups too. Okay. Yeah. It's called the Escape Hotel Hollywood. I'll send it to you. I'll text it to you.
Yeah. I want to go.
But yeah. So after we did that, so we did one room and then it was so fun that we just did another room.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were walking down the street and we saw a tattoo shop and they were open. It was like 2 a.m. So I got an H with a heart for Holly.
Let me see. On your, where it was on like behind your ear, right?
Neck. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really like dainty. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I can kind of see it. Oh yeah. That's cute. What did Bar get?
He got the ox, the Chinese ox symbol.
Symbol on his hand?
Mm-hmm.
The Hollywood Boulevard tattoos at 2 a.m. That's some Hollywood Boulevard shit.
And I told Bar, I'm like, we're gonna, I was like, I think we talk about this too, like how we're at an age where it's like, I don't know, man. I can't, like, just say for instance, we went on vacation, right? And you wanted to go out every night. I can't bounce back like I used to. And I'm only 25. I'm not making it seem like, oh, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, like, I feel it in my body so much more. So now I'm like, well, let's do a bar maybe one night.
One night, yeah.
And then do like experiences. Because then it's like you can come back and say, oh, I did the ball. I did the this. I did the that. I got a tattoo. Oh, versus girl, I was fucked up off the Casamigos every night. And it's like, that's cool. It's great. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Casamigos girl. However, I've had those nights. So it's like, now I'm looking to do stuff like that. Let me tell you something really embarrassing. Mid ball, I started bawling. Bawling, crying because I was just... I wasn't even drunk. I wasn't even drunk. Okay. I was just overcome with emotion. Like
joy.
Yeah. Like I felt like I was a little kid living my fairy tale dreams. I always say like, if I could live in any time for like a week or a month, it would be that time. Regal time where I could dress up and be courted. You know, that's my, the whole extraness is my literal thing.
Mm-hmm.
So to live in a time where extraness
is like
the thing is like what I need to do. So it was just, I don't know, it was just I started crying and I was like, bitch, you're in a ball, like, that person, people are gonna think you're sloppy fucking drunk. But I was just overwhelmed with like happiness. It was great. I would do it.
That happens to me more often as the years go by, where like first of all, back in the day, like I never used to cry
or take in things, like,
right,
to really just take in the show that I watch. I'm a super fan. I love it. Like, bitch, if Handmaid's Tales had an experience,
wait, I don't know if I want to do that.
I wouldn't be crying with joy, but I mean, I would go
like an escape room, Handmaid's Tale escape room,
where you were like in a house.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it. Like, that's my thing now. It's like just experiencing things, like, and I told Brian, like, we need to pick a time where we can all take a cross-country train.
Mm-hmm. Or like how we said we want to get an RV, or how we said, I was talking to Emily about it on the phone earlier, and we were just like, I was telling her what I told you about, like, how, you know, I am here and like I miss like the kids and everything. And I'm like, we need to do just like more stuff. Like, I don't care what it is. It doesn't have to be big, but like every time we can, like, we should be showing the kids something and going in somewhere new and going to this new lake and going to the beach and going.
You know, honestly, it's no more expensive than going clubbing.
It's definitely cheaper.
I paid $1,400 for two bottles of Casamigos. I could have easily got those two bottles of Casamigos for $80, 40 apiece. Okay. Really.
Yep.
So for $1,400, we can get a real nice RV for two nights, park it. We can even get tents and put them in your backyard. It's just about the experience. I just feel like that's what we need to be focused. Because now, like, I'm starting to get disappointed when I go to these clubs. I'm like,
you're like, this is,
I could have stayed home. I could have been in bed. Not to be like not to ruin the party, but it's like, I don't know. You know, I could have been in bed.
Yep. Yeah. I feel like I just start to like see things out of a different lens a little bit.
You do.
I'm just like, you know what? This isn't like what I thought it was or what it used to be. But I just feel like sometimes like we get so wrapped up in like the hustle and bustle of like life and doing all these things that we want to do. And then we kind of miss out on like living like regular life, which is really like, because I look back at my childhood and it had a lot of bad shit that happened, but all the good stuff, it had to do with like experiences, like my parents taking us on a boat, taking us to the lake, taking us to these just taking like fairs and festivals and everything.
Like, my mom called me the other day. She's like, I need Holly because I'm gonna take her on a train ride. And we were just talking about how when I was younger, my grandma used to take me on train rides to Old Sacramento to get the saltwater taffy.
Oh,
that was it's a core memory. And it's like, Sacramento's not far away. It's only an hour. You know what I'm saying? But for me, all those times we went and picked out the clear bag of saltwater taffies that we wanted out of the barrels, you know?
Yes, we just did that with the kids like a month ago.
It's just a core memory. And it's like, so now that my mom is trying to do with my daughter, it's like, I want those core memories or things like, it's not, I can't remember what I was getting for Christmas or little shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But the core memories, like the trips or the picnics that my grandparents used to do, or have you ever heard of Fenton's Ice Creamery?
Yes, yes.
My grandma used to take me there. And we used to always get the sundaes. You know, this was back in the day when they're, I don't know if they're still doing it like that, but I haven't been in years, but their ice creams used to be, you know.
Yeah, no, they're big. They're big. We should go.
And they never made me eat food before. That was like our thing.
Right.
So it's like, those are the memories that I want now that I'm looking, like now that I'm like in a place to where I'm like, okay, I'm okay with not being a girly that's in every club. I'm okay with not, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, once I realized like what my lane was, mm-hmm. I'm like, those are the memories that I want to have and want to be making. Nothing, no shade to the people who are no shade to the club girlies. You know what I'm saying? Because I would be in the club shaking ass when I can too. But I'm just saying my priorities have shifted from, hey girl, let's go out, to like, you want to take a train ride?
Yeah. Or like, you want to go fucking do, we're going to do a little hike and a picnic with the kids. You're like, that's how does that sound more fun than like all these other things? It's kind of weird, but I do feel like I get like
that. Yeah, we've lived that. We've done that.
Yeah. I mean, like,
I'm not impressed. You get like, I've clubbed in Vegas. I've clubbed in Vegas is top tier clubbing.
Right.
For the United States.
Yeah.
And I've clubbed in New York, top tier. So it's like, I'm ready to do. And plus, once you go, like, for instance, once you go to LA and you go to those clubs, it's like, okay, but what else?
You've also got to see, like, because you are in the industry that you're in, you've got to, because I feel like someone like you, it either goes like one of two ways. Like, either you get wrapped up in it and you're like obsessed with that situation, that lifestyle, and keeping up with everything. Or you start to, it shows you like, okay, this is cool, but like, this is the stuff that's like super important. I feel like you are super like down to earth. Like, you never, ever let like that shit cloud like your vision of like what you wanted your life to be. You know what I mean?
Well, I just feel like this because I've never had like my circle is not celebrities. My circle is, you know, celebrities in my life, but you know, it's my circle is not people like that. So it's like, what do? Am I sitting in my circle like, you, because it's about, you know, no, if we're, let's do what we all can do that we want to do. And it's like, also I've been, and let's be clear. I have friends for clubbing. If I want to go out and act a donkey, I know who to call. Bro,
I know exactly who I'm going to hit up.
If I want to take my kids up to Tahoe and pull out the snow gear, I know who to call. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's not that we're downing one or the other. We're just, it's, and you're a little older, so you already have had this transition, but it's a new transition.
You're going through it. Yeah.
Being 25, now being like, girl, if we don't have solid plans by 8 o'clock, baby,
I'm
not coming.
As soon as I put my sweatpants on, I don't care.
It's over. I'm not, you know, and I used to be like, we going out, girl, let's go out. And I'm like, we going out? No. All right, y'all.
Okay.
Babe, pull out the DoorDash.
Get the Netflix on and let's go.
Yeah. And it's moving. And I think also it's because this transition is coming a little sooner for me because I have a kid.
Yeah.
Because her first year, second year, I was like, birthday party. She needs this super big, flashy party. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. Spend all this money. And then we were having a conversation and I was just like, you know what? We were like, let's just do trips. Like, mm-hmm. I'll still spend, you know, some money for my daughter to have a nice experience on a trip. But I just feel like, as it pertains to like parties, is that really a core memory for her?
Right.
Or could we fly out to the SpongeBob resort in Mexico?
When are we fucking going? I need to fucking be in the bikini. But every time I see somebody go, I'm just like, I want to go. Number one, and Aria is obsessed with SpongeBob. Like, she would have a whole ass, her mind would be so blown going to one of those places. I don't even know how much they are. Like, I don't know how much they are in comparison to.
No, I mean, like, we all go together. And what I'm saying is, how many of Holly's parties are no cheaper than $1,000?
Yeah, 100%.
And that's not even a flashy, that's just a base, you
that's
know.
Just food, cake.
Yeah.
And a jumper.
And the jumpers are expensive. The jumper might be $275 by itself.
Yeah. I'm like, you could easily spend like a couple thousand on like a decently basic party.
I'm thankful that my mom is a baker, because even these birthday cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget, Holly's first birthday cake was like $375.
So your mom didn't make that one?
Mm-mm. My mom was, she was like in the beginning of like her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She didn't make that one, but we didn't even eat that cake, girl. We had to throw that cake away.
Yeah, they're all like, I feel like it doesn't seem like you spend a ton, but then when you go back and you look at your Amazon orders and all the shit that you ordered for the party, and everything that you did, you're like, oh my god, everybody needs new outfits. Yep. Everybody needs matching this.
It's a lot. And it's just like, Holly was thrilled. Like, so for TMFR, you remember I was there for her birthday.
Right.
And we did a little thing before. We did the jumper place before. And that only cost me $500. And then we did my sister took her to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. She was floored. She still talks about the jump place. She didn't miss anything. And I think it was me that was like, no, she needs, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, she didn't miss. She had her Ace Boon Coons there. Mm-hmm. She didn't care about, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was her memory. Her memory were the things that, her memories weren't the things that I was stressing so hard over.
Right. It's always the little things.
So I'm like, this year, I'm either going to do like, is it the Great Wolf Lodge?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the Great, because you know, it's right there. So I'm going to do the Great Wolf Lodge, or I'm going to do it right across the street in this little park here.
Yeah, seriously. I feel like, you know how, like what people say about like kids' toys, right? They're like, you buy them all these fucking toys and they're sitting here playing with like a box that they
have a bunch of remotes with no battery.
Literally a bunch of remotes and a few Amazon boxes and some markers, and they could be fucking, my kids love to draw and make things and cut holes in the boxes and be like, oh, we're in the TV or
the fort.
I'm like, why did we buy you all this stuff?
But then when you send her so like for Christmas, I was like, okay, let's do a budget of $200 for Holly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I will, like last Christmas, I went OD. Like I spent like $2,000 on Christmas toys for her. And I'm like, that's too much. Cause I mean, I only did it cause I wanted her, it was our first Christmas in our own house. Cause you know, we always move for the holidays.
Right.
And so I wanted her to have that core memory of like Santa coming all the way the fuck through. But the next day, the brand new toys were under the bed in the backyard, you know? And so it was like, this year I was really struggling with staying in budget for her. And I was like, why is that? Why is it, because I go on Instagram when I see people with trees where they have like, you know what I'm saying? Like, millions. Why do I feel the pressure to fill my tree up with toys that I know she's either going to forget about half of them, you know, like, you know, whatever it is. And so we went a little bit over budget, but I'm like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to just start a couple dolls or one of your favorite things. Because why do we need to do that?
Yeah.
When our kids get shit all year.
All year.
I struggle with what to get her, because every time we go, she's like, I'm gonna do this. And I'm like, but you know, that's how we do our kids. Yeah. You know, if we're in Target and they see, we don't go, oh, it's January, wait till Christmas.
Right. It's like, oh, you behaved. Okay, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but I remember as a kid being, well, my grandparents very much spoiled me, probably got everything that I asked for, but they were in the Bay, so I didn't see them. I mean, I saw them all the time, but not like on the day to day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my mom, shit, every time we went like to the store and I'd be like, I want this, she'd be like, huh. And like, I'd have to be telling her I want that for 6 months straight. So she knew.
She might pop up with it.
Yeah. Like she knew, okay, my birthday is in April and Christmas is in December. So whatever came first around the time where I started asking for it. But you know how much more satisfying it was to get that toy?
Yeah.
like compared to just like, oh, I want this. Okay, here. Oh, I want this. Okay, here.
She breaks a tablet. She gets it. I get her a new tablet. Mm-hmm. She sees something on a commercial. Mom, come see this commercial quick. I need to order this. And so it's like, all year is Christmas. You get mm-hmm. shit all year, you know? So I'm like, for birthdays, we're going to start doing experiences and no gifts.
Right.
I saw a TikTok, you know, I love me a TikTok.
No, you know your TikToks.
I saw a TikTok and the lady was it was a TikTok. And it was like five things I did at my daughter's party that just made sense or whatever. So it was like, instead of asking for toys, she asked for people to donate to her daughter's birthday vacation fund.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, boom.
Yep.
Boom. Send me $50 on Cash App for her birthday. She will spend all that money on arcade games or whatever, you know, right. Wherever we go for her birthday. And I'm like, I think that's the way I want to start doing shit.
I know. It's like every time they get a bunch of toys and you're like, oh, they don't even end up playing with half of them. The more exciting thing is ripping it open besides even actually playing with it.
And then it's left abandoned, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like, I think it's a waste of money, but I think that we're like, it's a brainwashed as a society. Like that's the norm.
Yeah.
So like when you don't, people are like, what? You're not doing that for your kid? You're a bad mom. Like you have a Gucci bag on.
Yeah. You're like, well, I've been working for 10 years to have this bag. Well, she right. just sucks me dry.
She's got here. Right. So I think I'm struggling a little bit with that.
Yeah, it's really hard. Like, honestly, I always like, because Nick has like a lot of shoes, right? Granted, he only wears his Vans, but he has a bunch of shoes in his closet. And I feel like in my head, and like, I have a lot of clothes. So it's like in my head, I feel like my kids should have all those things. They should have a bunch of Jordans. They should have all that stuff because we do. And it makes me feel bad, or at least it used to. I feel like I'm getting over it now, but it used to make me feel like we're shitty parents. Like why are they in Cat and Jack and we're in whatever the fuck we're in, you know? It's not like we're in like designer, but obviously like our shit, you know, I don't just shop at Target.
Right.
And there's, and I'll go to the youth store for them. Like literally I like to thrift like in general, even for me.
Yeah.
And if I find little short, like a little pair of jean shorts for Aria or whatever, I'm like, hell yeah. Like these are play clothes. But then
how many times, like, I know this is happening to every mom in the world. How many times do you buy your kids clothes next week? Half of them are missing.
Missing? Or like
stained beyond repair.
I literally don't buy white shirts anymore.
Yesterday, before we left LA, I put Holly in a brand new dress from Cotton On. The dress was only like $35, but I could have got a dress from Target
for $12.99.
Okay. We take her up to the rooftop to play. By the time we leave the rooftop, the pink dress looks like she'd been sliding on tar. It's black. Like, I don't even know where the fuck she... Her hands are black. Her brand new white sandals are black. The pan prints on the dress, like, you know, Casey just wipes mm-hmm. it off. It's black smeared all down the pink dress. And I'm like, well, that's why she doesn't have designer on.
That's why.
That, you know, there's moments in your life where you're like, boom, this is why you don't have designer on, because this dress is only $35 and I regret spending $35 because it's beyond repair.
Because our kids play.
They play.
And I love that.
And she's a kid. And also the other part of it is, why would I put her in something to where I'm like, hey,
don't even be thinking about going to this.
Don't you put her in that. And it's so it's like, I think that number one, our kids do have a lot of clothes. Where they are, I couldn't tell you. But I could show you my bank statements where I'm buying clothes left and right because they're disappearing. You know what I'm saying? Or I'll send it to her grandma's and her grandma will send her back with one pair of jeans. I sent her with four outfits.
Mm-hmm.
So
her excuse is like, well, they need some clothes here.
Yeah, because you don't send her with anything. Well, why should I? You keep everything
you
I
have
send
everything. Her. Yep. No, you got enough shit. Let me know when it doesn't
fit. I was like, Mom, you have to send her stuff back. You have to. She sent a whole suitcase.
You're like, mm-hmm. The last eight times I've sent her, these are all her clothes.
All her clothes from the last 4 month visits.
I'm like, dude, every time. And then I feel like every 5 minutes that my kids need new shoes because they fuck up shoes and they look like bums. And I'm like, I swear to God, I just bought these Vans like a month ago. Why do they look like they, you put them like in the garbage disposal and just fucking turned it on?
But you know what? So the other day I was shoe shopping for Holly for the same exact reason you just stated 2 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. And number one, I was disappointed by the selection of kids' shoes. But number two, I went into Vans and I was pleasantly surprised by the price.
Yeah, they're really, yeah, that's why I buy them, honestly.
I bought her like 4 pair and it came out to like 79 something. Because 2 of the pair were like $29.
Yeah. And then they have like buy one, get one half off.
Yeah. They have really good sales. They were cute too.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm going to start buying Vans for her because that I can buy quite often.
Right. Because it's like, I'm not going to buy a pair of Nikes that are $90 for a little kid. And then you come in here and them looking like that.
I didn't. I went in there and I bought 3 pair of the cute, like, and the good thing is all the cute shoes that I wanted were all on sale. Mm-hmm. And they were like $49.99, $39.99, you know, cheap. And mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm going to buy them. So I bought them all. I put all her new stuff. We went to LA, everything in her suitcase was new. Do you know? I don't know where half of that shit is. Between her staying in Bar's mom's hotel room and my mom's hotel room and our hotel room.
Just shit's everywhere.
It's missing. And I'm like, I just spent $400 and something in Cotton On the day we left.
You're like, you'd be lucky to have half that stuff back.
Yeah.
And then the half of that half is stained, ruined. But then...
And I'm like, I know her school's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, you know what? What the fuck is what I'm saying to school?
Is she in school today?
Yeah, she's in school today. When are your kids going on spring break? Let's do a trip.
They're already on their spring break's already over.
Yeah, everyone's spring break is already over.
Yeah, yours is weird.
Holly's doesn't start until the 17th.
Yeah, so that's how
until the 12th.
I don't know. I thought it was weird because Aria's dance class, they're like spring break, which I'm assuming maybe where she goes to dance, the schools around there are in the 18th through the 20, whatever, like next week. Mm-hmm. But everybody else I know like was in the end of March.
I know.
They were on spring break. When we had the boys party, like that, they were going to go back to school on Monday. So they already had it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, poor Holly's alone.
She's all by herself.
I know. She's been asking for a play because she's like, Mom, text Jessica. You said you were going to.
I'm like,
you don't understand that. It doesn't happen. Like, she's like, is it going to be this day, Mom? Is it going to be this day? And I'm like, no, not this day. Well, is it going to be the next day? No.
She's not dumb either. She's getting smarter and smarter by the minute.
You said it was going to be 6 days from now. It is like today, ma'am.
Yep, she's like collecting.
Produce the children. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, she's on spring break, so I'm trying to think, could this be the perfect time for us to get on the train and go cross country?
You really could. April, I feel like, is a good time to go across because the weather, like, it's not like hella snowing or anything like that. Like, where would you go?
I don't even know. I think that there's a train called like the California, I don't know how to say it, Zephyr.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes. Like, it just, it's just the.
Does it train, like loop? Like loop no. back?
Mm-mm.
Like you'll fly back?
No, we'll train back.
That's what I mean. But like.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you meant do we get on? No, we have to, it's 2 separate trips. But yes.
Right.
It does come back. Yeah.
Do you go separate ways, like where like you'll kind of go up on the way there and down on the way back? You know what I mean?
I have no idea.
Because you think that way you could see more stuff.
I'm like, why not do it?
Yeah, you should. Nick would love that. I would like
to. We can like look at the map, plan where we want to get off. And Holly's off of school and he can get off of work. So I'm like, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Because a train ride over there is 3 days.
Across?
Yeah, so it can't just be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing.
Right. You're like, I have to get back.
We would have to fly back.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have time to get off and see anything.
Yeah. Well, I really want to, I don't know how you feel about it, but you guys can totally come. I want to do this summer. So Nick's friend moved to Texas, his best friend.
Yeah.
I have a couple of friends here, and I want to like rent like a big farmhouse somewhere with like a big pool and like, or like a lake, and have like at least a week.
I'm down.
Yeah, I told you, like, I just want to, like, I want to show the kids stuff, like, I want to have fun, even if there's hella, I've been looking, and there's hella of them with, like, their own, like, private lakes, and we can, like, have them go fishing, and they can run around, and fucking, you know, be on a tire swing, and, like, us just chilling on the big porch, sipping wine, or whatever.
Right.
Like, that just sounds like...
Let the kids run wild on the land.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, they can only run so wild here. I mean, we're in California. How much land do I have?
By the way, sorry, off topic, but hearing land, wedding planning has started, and I'm going to need so much of your help.
Because you know, I saw it in your stories, and I was like, oh.
We are doing something. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to text it to you so that okay. I can see your reaction.
Okay. Sorry, guys. You can't see.
You won't know, but obviously I will update you guys. I'm just not telling you guys yet.
Right. I'm ready.
Okay, hold on. I'm texting it.
I don't see the dots.
Okay. Sent.
My mind's blown.
It's so not what you thought, right?
No, because I thought we were doing, you know, what we were doing.
We're scrapping it.
I love this. This is something I've never seen before.
Right? And I'm like, it could be so fun.
Wait, so are you guys doing the whole thing, or are you just doing
the whole thing?
The whole thing over.
The whole thing.
Next year?
October 1st.
Of this year?
I think.
Okay. October 1st, you really need my help.
I know. Oh. I'm like, fly back right now.
Literally, here right now. Why? I'm literally already thinking about like what I'm going to wear to the reception and like how fun this
is. It's going to be crazy.
Wait a minute. What are you thinking for like bridesmaids' dresses?
Okay. Well, let's talk. We'll talk. Okay. We'll talk after this.
Yes. Yeah, we can't say too much, you guys, but we'll keep you guys updated.
I actually think we're out of time.
Yeah, we're just so happen to be out of time, guys. Sorry.
No, okay. So
a little teaser, a wedding teaser.
I'll give a little teaser. So basically, I had a very ideal vibe of what I wanted to do for my wedding. But like we just talked about, I think it's one of those things of just realizing, what kind of person am I? Like, what kind of person is Ashley? And also, like, what kind of relationship do me and Bar have? What better?
Yeah, I could see that 100%.
What's better for me and Bar than that? Yeah. That is so us, and it's not traditional. And I think people will be like, what the fuck? But I also
just be mad that they're not there.
But I also think that everybody that knows us and our family and our vibe,
they're going to see it.
This is right on par. And it allows us to get together in a way that I want to see everybody. Like, I want to see everybody, like, go there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I better keep in the gym, because...
Yeah, I want to see everyone vibe out. It's going to be in a beautiful location. It's going to be in a beautiful weather.
Yes.
It's all to us. So I just feel like it's going to be...
How many people are we thinking?
Still, like, 50.
Okay. I'm so excited. This is going to be so cool. I'm already going to be like on Pinterest looking up shit.
I
need to have like crazy. A wedding meeting immediately, like yesterday.
What I will say, people who are planning their wedding, I feel like there's a lot of pressure, especially, I'll speak for myself. There's a lot of pressure for me because being in this like quote unquote celebrity world, even though I don't consider myself a celebrity, I think being in this like social media world, it just makes you feel like you need to be at a certain standard or have a certain aesthetic or vibe. But that's just not me. Like, that's just not me. And I was like struggling, trying to get like my dream.
Right.
Get into that.
Like, so because you do have your moments of like being all done up and like that Ashley, but on the day-to-day, how we were saying, like you really want to be like in some tie-dye and like fucking leather sandals. And
you know what? I will have my moment of being in the red bottom stilettos, mm-hmm. and then I will have my moment of being in some bedazzled fucking Converse.
Right, 100%. Living
my life.
Why do I feel that's what we need to be wearing?
Yes, yes, and that's what I said. I said that's comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Having so much fun.
A good time. Something that we all kind of want to do, but don't want to do.
I feel like for the listeners, I'm sorry. We're not going to be able to spill too much. This is one of those things that you're going to have to hold on to.
Yeah.
Because it's so fucking cool. Fucking cool.
Yeah.
You guys will find out in October. But
I'm so
excited. We'll give you updates, but we can't like spill.
So another thing, I looked at a place where I went to a place and girl, they wanted $14,000 to rent the
place. Just for the place.
I said, okay. Let me get him Dexter's Laboratory, mm-hmm. do some math. I'm like, for $14K, I think we can pull off this whole thing.
The whole thing, yeah.
Maybe 20, we can. 20. Maybe 20. Maybe oh. 20. I was going to say maybe 20. But I think just 14 on the location does not offer
food, nothing.
Decor. I still would have to pay extra for cleanup and takedown.
Mm-hmm.
That's 500 each.
And I feel, I mean, to have, if the location is 14, to even think you're going to pull out anything with only 20,000 would be outrageous. It's not going to happen.
Because my dress is $6,000.
Wait, are you going to get the same dress?
No, but I think it's going to be, I don't think that dress, dress is not the vibe anymore, but the right. new dress.
Same designer?
Yes. It's a vibe. You're gonna love it. I think you will love it more than the first one. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me.
Okay, we're out of time.
Yes, we're out of time. Thank you guys for hanging out with us for another week, and happy Wine Wednesday, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.